Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, can you feel it breathing down our neck? Another episode, a new episode of Doctor Who. It's coming. It's so close. I can smell it. it should probably have had a shower. it's not unusual in Doctor Who world. In the last episode, we're talking about Nairi's theory about how the David Tennant Doctor, the 14th Doctor. It's weird when you say the David Tennant Doctor because it could be more than one now. But the 14th Doctor, Nairi's theory was that the 14th Doctor was healing from the 13th Doctor, Jodie Whittaker, being split across space and time in the Sontaran episode. I guess also in The Power of the Doctor with all, you know, seeing all their past selves and all their companions turning up and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's the healing process, and that the new Doctor is kind of on the other side of that. So that's interesting. We also did have a note from Tans. This is on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which you are welcome to join. It's absolutely free. You just have to answer a couple of questions, and the computer does that for you. They're very easy questions. Tans says a note relating to the Day of the Doctor. Ooh, we all love the Day of the Doctor, the 50th anniversary special. Stan says, before the revival of Doctor Who, Stephen Moffat had a comedy series called Coupling. Yes, we all remember Coupling. Well, maybe not. Like, I mean, I'm old. Maybe no one's heard of Coupling before. It was kind of the British Friends it was kind of referred to at the time. Tan says, it was fantastic, especially seasons 1 to 3 featuring Richard Coyle, but I digress. We cannot judge you for digressing, Tans. I don't know if you've listened to this podcast, but sometimes I go to talk about one thing and spend 10 minutes talking about something else entirely. So digress away. Who digress? In the first episode of season 4, Tan says they introduce a new character named Oliver, who is mistakenly presumed to be a gynecologist. Oh dear. He is in fact just a huge sci-fi nerd who works at a comic shop. Main character Steve and his girlfriend Susan are discussing childbirth as she has recently become pregnant and Steve is having a hard time dealing with it. He compares childbirth to the movie Alien, wherein the person is incubating an alien life form which will destroy their world. He compares birth to the emission of the alien from John Hurt's abdomen in that film. That is one of the most horrific scenes in a film of all time. And I certainly do not advise you watch it unless you're a little bit grown up, because this idiot behind the microphone watched it when they were 10. Nightmares for days. And I had a book, like someone gave me like... It was like a graphic novel made with photos from the movie, like just, you know, screenshots, essentially a big massive book of screenshots from Alien. It was amazing. Great big glossy color pages. But Lord, was it terrifying. Like even as a book, I think I had the book before I watched it, like, which is even more disturbing. Like, what is wrong with people giving children terrifying nightmares and aliens exploding out of people? I guess because it's pretendy, people go, oh yeah, it's not real, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's realistic. That's the terrifying bit. Anyway, he refers to this, says Tanz, as the John Hurt moment, and asks for Oliver's professional opinion of this. Who agrees and says that that's what got me interested in this business to begin with. Oh my God, hilarious. Because they think he's a gynecologist, but in reality, he's a nerd. So in The Day of the Doctor, written by Stephen Moffat, you have John Hurt as the Doctor and this world-ending bomb personified by Billy Piper called The Moment. Am I the only one who sees the connection? Is this the biggest in-joke in Stephen Moffat's career? Wow. I had never contemplated this, Tanz. This is berserk. I mean, Stephen Moffat's responsible for John Hurt being the Doctor in that scene, which is berserk. But I think it was always called The Moment, wasn't it? Was that from before? Was that a Russell T. Davis-ism? Had it always been called The Moment, or was that also Stephen Moffat? I can't remember. My brain is mush. I'm an old man now. it's a great big bucket of blancmange up there. But yeah, if anyone knows, that would be amazing. Like if this was a 70s thing, I could tell you, because all that stuff is hardwired. Because you know when you're a kid, like they say kids can learn new languages really quickly. I didn't learn a new language, but I did memorize every single Doctor Who episode title and what happened in them and who the companions were and what year they took place. So I could tell you that for the classic series, that is baked in. But anything from 2005 onward is, you know, it moves around in my head. It floats. It's like, is it there? No, it's gone. It's gone somewhere else now. like it's a mess up there. So yeah, all the baked in stuff. Like I could sing a song, like absolutely word perfect from 1978 when I was 7. But I really probably couldn't remember any of the songs from the last, you know, something I've listened to like 100 times from the last 20 years. I'm like, no. It's not going in. It's a strange world. Like, not even the Pokemon theme. Pokemon! See, because I was an adult by the time Pokemon came out. But yeah, I think this is great. So the John Hurt moment, and John Hurt was there and Billy Piper is the moment. This is wonderful. Thank you, Tanz. You've brought me just so much ludicrous joy in this. Tanz says, I'm a fairly new listener to your podcast. Welcome aboard, by the way. Thanks so much for coming and for contributing on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. It's always appreciated. But Tanz says, I'm a new listener and have not listened to the ones in which you discussed the special at length yet. So I apologize if you've already covered this. It doesn't matter, even if I had covered it. I mean, clearly I haven't, because I'm mind blown at this moment. The other thing is, someone could have brought this up and I've forgotten. I repeat myself a lot in this podcast, and, you know, I'll cover all these things again. I might even think I've had a theory that's basically something else someone wrote in months ago, because like I said, it's a puddle now up there. Everything is mixed up and I don't know what's real. but yeah, this is hilarious. I love it. See, I don't have, you know, a bunch of people are big fans of coupling and also big fans of, now I've forgotten the name of it. This is what's wrong with my head. It's a puddle. Press Gang, which was the other thing Stephen Moffat wrote. I mean, he's written other things like Sherlock and all that kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of people came to Doctor Who as I used to enjoy watching Press Gang. I think I was in the UK at one point when that was on. I can't remember. And also it was been a topic on Hard Quiz, not an episode that I worked on. Did I? I don't even remember. It might have been one of those. We sometimes would like have, we would work on something and then the contestant would be unavailable and they would move to a different episode. So we're not in charge of it anymore. So things kind of move around. So you work on something and then you never see it again. And then you watch the episode, you're like, I don't know. Remember some of these things, but not all of them. But then sometimes we also sit in on each other's script reads and things. It's a messy old world at Hard Quiz. I'm in the middle of it right now, and I'm very tired. I do not have time to be recording this week, but here we are. So fun times. But yeah, oh Tans, thank you for that. That was hilarious. The John Hurt moment and the moment with John Hurt. I do love John Hurt in that special. Like, he's just, oh, he's glorious. It is such wonderful casting. But you kind of do wonder what the show would have been like if Christopher Eccleston had agreed to be in it. Because I think that was the original plan before the War Doctor became a thing. Anyway, previews of the new series starting in the next episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.